Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The multidimensional Maga Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to carry an aura of power, as if they were born to command, lead, and be revered? They don't seek approval, nor do they shy away from responsibility. They own their space, their presence, their destiny. When you think about it, these are the ones who walk with an unshakable confidence, as if history itself flows through their veins, as if they are heirs to something greater than themselves. Their power isn't just about dominance. It's about legacy, dignity, and the right to rule. Is it any wonder that Maga Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, carries the energy of nobility, ancestral wisdom, and undeniable authority? This is the Nakshatra of rulers, of those who stand at the top, not by accident, but by an innate force that demands respect. Maga natives don't just seek power, they embody it, exuding the presence of a leader whether they sit on a throne or walk among the people. Look at the CEOs, politicians, thought leaders, and cultural icons who seem to naturally command attention, who inherit power and responsibility with ease, who carry themselves with a sense of regal authority. Whether in business, leadership, or creative fields, they understand that legacy is not just built in the present. It is something inherited, protected, and passed down. They don't just build for themselves. They carry the weight of generations before them and the responsibility of those who will follow. And what makes them so compelling? It's their unshakable self-respect, their deep connection to tradition, and their ability to lead without needing to prove themselves. Unlike Ashlesha's strategic cunning or Pushya's nurturing stability, Maga moves with pure presence, radiating power without needing to manipulate or justify. They are monarchs of their own destiny, carrying an invisible crown that others instinctively recognize. But here's what's most fascinating. Maga's power isn't just in commanding, but in honoring where they come from. They understand that true leadership is not about self-glory, but about upholding the values, traditions, and responsibilities that come with power. Whether through business, politics, or cultural influence, they act as a bridge between the past and the future, ensuring that what was built before them is respected, and what comes after them is worthy of their name. So, the next time you meet someone who walks with the confidence of a ruler, who carries themselves with dignity, who naturally commands respect without effort, ask yourself, are they channeling the regal ancestral force of Maga? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just powerful. They are the kings, the queens, the inheritors of greatness, who remind us that true power is not given. It is claimed, lived, and passed down through time. The multidimensional Maga Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to command respect the moment they walk into a room? They don't just participate in life, they lead, influence, and set the standard. When you think about it, these are the ones who own their power unapologetically, who see themselves as architects of their destiny, who act not just for personal gain, but for something greater than themselves. Their presence isn't just seen, it's felt, recognized, and impossible to ignore. Is it any wonder that Maga Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that exude natural leadership, strategic thinking, and a deep connection to legacy? The ENTJ, ESTJ, and ENFJ, each in their own way, mirror Maga's unshakable confidence, authority, and larger-than-life energy. They don't wait for permission to lead. They own the space they occupy and ensure their influence is felt long after they've left the room. The ENTJ, the commander, is Maga's strategic ruler, thriving on vision, execution, and absolute authority. Like Maga, they are born leaders, unwilling to follow, constantly pushing toward their ambitions with an iron will. They don't just seek success, they demand it, orchestrating their environment like a battlefield. ensuring that every move they make strengthens their position and builds their legacy. Their strength isn't just in intelligence, but in their ability to command, mobilize, and inspire others to follow them into greatness. Then there's the ESTJ, the executive, the one who ensures that tradition, order, and power structures remain intact. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with MAGA's deep connection to ancestry, leadership, and responsibility? ESTJs, like MAGA, don't just lead for themselves. They lead to uphold a system, an institution, or a tradition that they believe must endure. They are the ones who protect hierarchies, enforce rules, and ensure that power is wielded with structure, discipline, and a sense of duty. And what about the ENFJ, the protagonist, the leader who doesn't just command, but inspires and uplifts? Unlike the calculated ENTJ or the rule-enforcing ESTJ, the ENFJ channels MAGA's larger-than-life charisma, leading not through force, but through the sheer magnetism of their personality. They are mentors, visionaries, and transformational figures, influencing through emotional intelligence, deep connections, and an innate understanding of what drives people. Their power isn't just about strategy. It's about legacy, impact, and ensuring that those who follow them are empowered to rise to greatness. So, when you meet someone who owns the room without trying, who speaks with authority, who moves with purpose, and who seems destined to leave behind a lasting legacy, ask yourself, are they channeling the regal, unstoppable force of MAGA? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just strong. They are the rulers, the commanders, the visionaries who remind us that true power isn't just about leading. It's about creating something that lasts beyond your own time. The multidimensional MAGA Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to radiate power as if they were born to lead, command, and be remembered? They don't just seek success, they embody it, carrying themselves with the presence of someone who knows their worth. When you think about it, these are the ones who set the rules instead of following them, who build legacies instead of chasing fleeting victories, who refuse to be anything less than exceptional. Their power isn't just about dominance, it's about influence, recognition, and ensuring their name carries weight long after they're gone. Is it any wonder that MAGA Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that exude confidence, ambition, and a deep sense of responsibility toward legacy? The Achiever, type 3, the Challenger, type 8, and the Loyalist, type 6, each in their own way, mirror MAGA's regal nature, commanding presence, and ability to shape the world around them. They don't just lead, they establish dynasties, leaving an impact that is impossible to ignore. The Achiever, type 3, is MAGA's charismatic force, always striving for greatness, recognition, and mastery. Like MAGA, they don't just want success. They want to be the best, the ones who set the standard for others to follow. Whether in business, entertainment, or leadership, they carry themselves with undeniable confidence, ensuring that their reputation precedes them. They aren't satisfied with mediocrity. They command excellence, leaving behind a legacy of hard work, ambition, and victory. Then there's the Challenger, type 8, the one who doesn't just hold power, but demands respect. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with MAGA's royal dominant energy? Type 8s, MAGA, move through life with absolute authority, taking charge, pushing limits, and ensuring that no one controls them. They don't just lead, they rule, making bold decisions, standing their ground, and never hesitating to take what they believe is rightfully theirs. They understand that power isn't given, it's taken, earned, and protected. And what about the Loyalist, type 6, the one who understands legacy, tradition, and the weight of responsibility? Unlike the ambitious type 3 or the forceful type 8, the type 6 channels MAGA's duty-driven leadership, ensuring that power is wielded wisely and structures are upheld. They protect institutions, honor traditions, and ensure that leadership isn't just about personal gain, but about sustaining something greater than themselves. They are guardians of what has been built, ensuring that it lasts and serves future generations. So, when you meet someone who walks with an air of nobility, who leads with unwavering confidence, who seems destined to be remembered, ask yourself, Are they channeling the majestic, legacy-driven force of MAGA? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just powerful. They are the rulers, the empire builders, the ones who remind us that true greatness isn't just about success. It's about leaving behind something that stands the test of time.